Simin Shin Chaf Aleph, Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber says that's also to take honeycomb out of the beehive on Shabbos because it's doim l'tolish. It's similar to kaitzer, to pulling something out of the ground from its makom chibur. Although obviously it's not really mechubur l'karka over here, it's not deraisa, but since the place where the shemen, so to speak, grows is in the beehive, in the honeycomb of the beehive, so the rabbanon chazal treat it as if it's mechubur, therefore it's isad rabbanon, similar to taking something out from mechubur l'karka. The Rama says we're talking only about a case where the honeycombs are stuck and attached properly to the kaveras, to the hive. But if they're detached before Shabbos, even if they're still sitting inside the hive, but they're detached before Shabbos, that's good enough, and now you can remove on Shabbos. However, to smash the honeycombs and the beeswax in order to get the honey out, that will still be aser, kutzim locha mefarik, similar to trying to take the tefuah out from the stubble. Now, the Rama says another hetter over here. If the honeycombs were smashed from before Shabbos and the honey is very floating on top, then you could take it out. And the Mishnah explains, there's nothing to do with taking the honeycombs out now. It means you could take the honey off. If the honey was already floating on top from before Shabbos, so that honey you could take out on Shabbos. To take out the honeycombs from the beehive would be also in this case. If the honeycombs were detached from the beehive before Shabbos, then you could take the combs out. If they weren't, but they're smashed, the dvash was floating on top of the honey, you could take the dvash out, because the dvash was already separated and there's no problem with marasik of taking the dvash out on Shabbos. Sif Yudal now start learning the halachas of the halacha of lush, lisha, like kneading a dough. Mishnah Berurah explains that lisha is from lamatas malachas. It means kneading a dough. It could be with water, it could be with honey, or any other liquid that causes things to stick together. Mishnah Berurah brings a braisa in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Ches, it comes up in other places. Also, Masechet Shabbos, Mechlekes Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. The Rebbe holds that Yechayim Mishas Nesines Samayim. If you have flour in a bowl and you pour on water that causes it to start mixing, Rebbe holds it's very enough to be chayiv from Lach of Lush. Rebbe Yisrael Bila argues it's only chayiv when you megabo, when you actually mix it together, need it. The pouring in the water is not enough to be chayiv. Rebbe Paiskin Paskal Rebbe Yisrael Bihuda, not chayiv to do the gibel, to do the mixing. The Baal Trumas and a few other Rishayim, they pass like Rebbe. The Nesines Samayim itself is enough. Most Rishayim Paskin need the actual gibel, but there are a few Rishayim Paskin like Rebbe, Nesines Samayim is enough. And the Ikar Loch at Shulchan Aruch is going to be like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the only Chayiv if you do the actual Gibel. But we're going to see that Loch Atchila, we're going to be Chayiv the Shita of Rebbe as well, and that we'll get to in the course of the next few Sifra. The Wolf Song is as such that's not Bar Gibel. In other words, certain things mix properly. If you mix it, they mix well. It means flour, or offer dirt, or tit, cement, chaladak, thin sand. You mix it to Bar Gibel. Then you have the Chayiv Rebbe Yosef Yehuda. Wolf Song is a lot of Bar Gibel. Mishnah Berurah says like Afer ashes, a chalagas, a thick course of sand, it doesn't really mix properly. So Mishnah Berurah says the Rambam holds, and then the Korah B'Yosef Yehuda, there's no way to be chayiv. Even if you do gibel, it's only be Issa D'Rabbanan, out of something that has gibel. Many Rishayim hold the opposite, saying it's la bar gibel, Korah B'Yosef Yehuda, it's more chomer, and you chayiv from the Nesines Samayim, even without the gibel. Now let's get to the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says you can't megabel, you can't mix water together with kemach kali, with the flour of kernels of wheat that were like roasted over the flame before Shabbos. Because by doing this, it's similar to gibel. It's not an actual gibel because kemach kali is not a bar gibel. But still, you can't do it. Xeri, you might come to do kemach she'ena kali. You might come to mix regular flour with water, flour from wheat kernels that are not kalyus, that are not roasted over the flame before Shabbos, which is a bar gibel. So xeri ain't a bar gibel, ought to a bar gibel. But since only the rabban is only xero, therefore the Mechaber says that you can do a little bit at a time. Ma'at ma'at can megabel the kali with the water, ma'at ma'at a little bit at a time. Because since only the rabbanon, ma'at ma'at with that shina of doing a little at a time, they're make by kamach kali. Only by kamach kali, where the whole iser is the rabbanon. And Mishnah Berurah says that we should remember this only according to the Yosef Yehuda, holds he not chayiv until the gibel. So then telling us la bar gibel, so then the Rambam is not chayiv with the raiso, it's only the rabbanon, and there's a shina of ma'at ma'at, that helps. But according to the Yesh Emrim, which can be wrote down Sifta Zayin, which is the Rishonim and Paskin, like Rebbe, the Yechayv and the Nesines Samayim itself, you have to say we're discussing a case that the Nesines Samayim poured the water on the flour was done before Shabbos. All that's left to do is the Gibel. And on that, something that's La Bar Gibel, so that we could say that since only Drabon, Otu Bar Gibel, so Ma'at Ma'at is Mutter. Now, Mishnah Berurah struggles to figure out what the Ma'at is, the Ma'at Ma'at a little bit at a time. He thinks it means, even he feels it means, even if he did a shear of a Gregus, the regular should be Chayv and Shabbos to do with the Shini and Mutter, he's not sure why. The Bialach is Mayrach, he says maybe we're talking about something here that's a Rei Roy La'achilo, so it's considered like Derech Achilo, just finishing up to eat it a little bit at a time when it's a Rei Roy La'achilo, and he has a Heter of Derech Achilo, similar to what we find by Boyer and other Malachas, and that's why Ma'at is better. Chazonish says that Ma'at means less than the regular amount. Let's say it's typical to make one can of tuna fish with mayonnaise at a time, so you do half a can, so that's Ma'at, that's the Shina of Ma'at, it's less than the typical amount to make in one shot.